Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it is the good, the bad, and the dumb here on Wake Up Call. Glad you could be with us on a Friday. So we're going to make your weekend even better. You know, we got four playoff games coming up. How can we make it better? Here's the good of the day.
You want to know how we can make it better?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you something to shoot for next time you're out on the golf course.
Oh, now, which I hope is soon.
Now, here's the trick. You got to find a par six.
Well, I don't think I'll find that, but I can create one.
Yeah. And then what you got to aim for is becoming the second person ever to score a two on a par six.
There's only been two people in the history of the world?
There's only been one.
Oh, you got to. So there's only been one.
You would become the second person.
I would be the second if I could do that.
To score a two on a par
six. Oh, give me the details of this par six phenomenon.
So what this is called, if you're doing your golf holes in knowing your birds right, this is called a condor.
It's called a condor. Okay, so we've got birdie, we've got eagle, we've got albatross. And now we've got condor.
You got a condor.
Okay, so that's four under par on a hole.
Yeah, so it's a par six. It's a golf course in Oakland where it was a par six. He ended up launching his drive about 540 yards downhill.
How did he do that?
It was downhill, and he had some enormous bounces.
Okay, so like hit the cart path kind of thing?
Probably.
All right.
Yeah, if you look at the hole, you can see the... You know, it's one of those where, you know, the tee box is much higher than the hole itself, which always, you know, those always mess with your mind anyways because you think you're hitting it a lot farther than you actually are when you're...
Still, that's a pretty remarkable achievement.
It is.
500, even if you're uphill, it's still a remarkable distance.
And then that put him about 120 yards out, and he hit a pitching wedge from 120 yards out and nailed it.
He must have hit cart path.
Thankfully.
That's got to be...
A marshal was nearby and able to validate this.
Oh, because he was playing by himself?
Well, I don't know if he was playing by himself or playing with some buddies or whatnot.
Well, why didn't his buddies verify this?
Well, they probably did. But, I mean, it just makes it more legit that a marshal was there.
Yeah, but you don't need a marshal to verify, like, a hole-in-one. You just need buddies.
Well, I know. But I'm saying it makes it more legit that a marshal is there, doesn't it?
All right. Well, I guess. I mean... But so, that's remarkable.
Yeah, you want to know how rare a condor is?
Well, you just told me one person has done it in the history of golf.
Well, one person has hit a two on a par six. There have been four other condors. But
oh, it would be hole-in-ones on par fives.
Right.
Right, okay, okay,
there's
yeah.
There's only been four of those in the history of golf.
That to me, I think that's the hardest, that's the hardest one. Because what you just described with the par six... Could happen. Oh, I hit the cart path and it just kept bouncing and bouncing and bouncing.
Yeah.
And now I've got an iron into the green and you know, people hole out iron shots all the time. The par five hole in one, that tee shot has to bounce, 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 has to go in some weird direction and then land in the cup.
Right.
That's where you get.
Or you can do like the first one that ever happened. The guy cut the dog leg. And just was able to hit
it. That's interesting. That's interesting.
I don't know if that's lucky
if
you do that, because, I mean, you can't see the hole. But here are the odds, okay? Here's the odds that the PGA gives out.
Okay.
For a hole-in-one, just your average golfer hitting a hole-in-one, it's 12,500 to 1.
Wow, okay. That sounds lower than I thought, but that's pretty good.
Now, for a regular old golfer like you or I to shoot a double eagle or an albatross,
mm-hmm.
1,000,000 to 1.
A million to one, okay.
In order, the odds to get a condor, BGA doesn't have any.
Yeah, it's probably uncalculable, if that's a word.
Yeah.
You probably cannot calculate that.
Yeah, but I mean, so in hindsight then, wouldn't having a condor be much, much better than having a hole in one?
Okay, let's say you, I
Even
would think
it's
so,
on a par
without
six.
Question.
Now, I know there aren't too many par sixes out there. I mean, it's not really a thought process for many people, right? Many courses have a par six.
In my golf life, I've only had one eagle in my entire life. Now, I've putted for eagle a couple of times where I hit a lucky second shot that kind of bounced up on short par fives. But the only eagle I've ever gotten is when from 98 yards out, I hit it into the cup with my pitching wedge, my gap wedge. And I kept the ball and everything, like the scorecard.
Framed?
Yeah. Well, I have it like in like displayed nicely in my office.
Of course
now,
you do.
Now listen to this. If I had gotten a Condor, I would have gotten a new club. Like I would have said, well, that's 7 iron or whatever it is going in is going on the shelf. Like I'm not going to use it ever again. I just made a Condor. Like that's going in a case. Like a break glass type of case.
Yeah.
Like I'm gonna keep everything. I might take some blades of grass. I might, you know, cut a branch off a nearby tree. I might ask the course for the flag.
No, I was gonna say, would you take the flag home?
I would take the flag home.
Hey,
yeah.
I know it's a weird request, but do you have a saw handy? I'm just gonna cut around this hole and take it with me.
I think so. Yeah. I would ask the greenskeeper, is there a way we can make a new hole right now? I want that hole.
I want that
like
one.
I would take all the memorabilia that I can if I made a Condor.
And on top of that, throw in the golf cart.
Why not? Right now, I might even buy the golf club.
Yeah, exactly.
If I made a Condor. That's awesome. All right, so then what's the bad of the day?
Well, I got two.
All right.
One is kind of funny. The other one might ruin your day.
Oh, goodness.
All right. So the funny one is, you know, timing is everything in life.
Right.
So this might be a really bad time for James Harden to be trying to open up his restaurant.
That's actually not bad. That's actually funny. You're right.
Yeah.
You said earlier, I might make you chuckle. That's
so
funny.
Yeah,
opening up a restaurant.
He's been trying to open up a restaurant. It's called 13. And the reviews are in.
Do they have good waffle fries or
no? What were some of the reviews that you know, that the food isn't championship worthy?
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, so a lot more of where that came from.
I had to eat here. Trash, I didn't really want to be like, here in the first place.
Yeah, the food is literal trash, just like James Harden. They're all getting one-star reviews, by the way.
No.
And the restaurant hasn't even opened yet.
Oh, that's awesome.
But it is bad timing, right?
I mean, really terrible timing. Can you imagine somebody is working there, somebody is planning to work there, got a job, and now they're like, oh my God, no one's going to come here and eat, and when they do, they're just going
to
complain.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, it's got to be hard to open up a restaurant during COVID.
I would think so,
you know, because there's all these different restrictions going on. You know, Texas just got hit again with restrictions where restaurants can only be at 50% capacity.
Yeah.
So it's got to be tough to try to make the ends meet. But at the same time, I don't know. I mean, if I'm Harden, I don't know how far you are invested in it, or do you just backtrack and go, you know what, maybe this isn't a good idea.
Yeah.
Try to sell it off.
Sell it off to somebody else.
You know, try to take your restaurant tour talents to
find some other 13s that might be able to snag that restaurant off your hands.
It's funny.
What is the other bad of the day?
Okay, this one could ruin your day, okay?
Oh, don't tell me it's Killer Robots again.
Oh, no, that's the dumb.
Okay. All right. Oh.
There was a guy on Twitter who unlocked one of the darkest secrets we've ever known. And,
all right.
And it deals with the Lion King.
The cartoon
cartoon?
The last one they put together.
The cartoon.
The live animals. The cartoon. Okay.
He decided to ask that question that none of us ever really asked. What happened to Mufasa's body?
Good question. I never asked that.
Right.
What does the wild tell us about a trampled lion?
So it turns out that hyenas do not eat lion.
Oh.
So he decided to take it to the Googleator and find out what animal eats a lion. And it, you know what the answer is?
Elephant.
A lion.
A lion. Oh, my goodness. So the relatives of Simba might be gnawing at the dead carcass of Mufasa. I can't believe I'm saying this.
I wouldn't plural that.
Okay.
Because when you watch the movie, and this is what you're going to have to do. All you guys listening out there, you're going to have to watch this cartoon. You know, sit down with your kids and watch it. Be fun. Fun family time. So Mufasa or Scar flicks Mufasa off into the cliff. He gets trampled by all the wildebeest, right?
Right.
There's a scene later on where that bird is in that prison, and he's like, oh, sing me something fun, right? And he's like, you know, I got a lovely bunch of coconuts, Tweedledee. Scar is playing with a skull.
So he ate Mufasa.
He ate Mufasa.
Oh,
because the guy decided to take it a step further and go, oh, he's playing with the skull. What kind of skull is that? And it turns out that is a lion's skull.
Well done, Disney. Well done.
So
well done.
No detail left unturned.
Yeah.
Sorry to ruin your day that Scar ate Mufasa after killing him.
All right, real quick, before we get to the dumb, my thought is this. When they made that movie, you know how Disney does it where they go, we sent a team of people to research all the, like they did. Pixar does this too, where they're like, we're going to do a movie about fish, and then they send people around the globe to look at coral reefs.
Well, they did. Disney sent, when they were making The Lion King, I remember this, they sent them all to the LA Zoo.
So again, wouldn't you be like asking a million questions as you're creating the story and doing the drawings, and that might come up. And then you're like, let's intertwine this in some capacity.
Yeah. And just never mention it. Never mention it.
But somehow in your education, you discovered this little tidbit about lions and you went, you know what? That's good. Let's draw that in there. And the kids won't even know. But we know. And that's all that matters.
How long? It's been what? Came out in 94, right? 93, around that
time.
Little
hidden joke, little Easter egg that you get.
Now every time you see it, you'll never unsee it.
All right. Yeah, what's the dumb of the day?
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise is in the dumb of the day,
Do you remember when Tom Cruise had that little rant?
Yeah, I do.
That tiny little COVID rant where he was chastising everyone because he's really set on making sure Mission Impossible 7 gets filmed. He does not want the studio to shut him down. Now, you know there's other movies being made right now, right?
Right.
And you don't hear about studios shutting those movies down. But for whatever reason, Tom Cruise is certain that if they don't follow proper protocol, that the movie's going to get shut down.
Yeah, they're not shutting down. That was filmed in London. They weren't shutting that bad boy down. Stop. Yeah.
Well, no, it's still being filmed.
Well, whatever.
Because Tom Cruise, to make sure this film does not get shut down, has reportedly paid for two robots to patrol the set.
Awesome.
For to make sure that there are no COVID-19 violations.
That's exactly where 2021 is heading right
and
now.
And that's why I'm putting in the dumb, because now we've given the robots a purpose.
Yep, we have. Now we've given the killer robots a purpose. Yep. That's exactly right.
I don't know what happens if they catch you not wearing a mask, but I don't want to find out.
Okay, again, remember Elon Musk's example? I need to kill, I don't want spam mail, so program me to not to get spam mail, and the end result is kill the spam people that send you the spam mail. That would be on a huge list. That's where Elon Musk had said AI could go. Same thing here. Protocol. Stop protocol. How do you want us to stop protocol? This. And then AI goes, why don't I just get rid of the people that are doing the anti-protocol things? Yeah, that's where we're going. Congratulations, 2021. That's awesome. The killer robots are coming. Unbelievable.
Yep, they're here.
Unbelievable. That's great. All right, Alex Gold's going to join us from Kansas City. We'll talk Chiefs and Browns. One other thing on the Browns-Chiefs game this weekend. We'll talk about that coming up next. It's Wake Up Call.